Scott, your host, is back. I'm trying to change this back thing. I just can't seem to stop saying it. We're back, we're back, we're back, we're back. Help me to stop saying it, folks, somehow. Listen, Hummingbird Hub, a lovely little place, two doors down, 6331 Main Street, Stouffville. We'd love to see you come in there. Ken and I would be stopping in there for a bit right after the show in case anybody'd like to meet us, share something with us, tell us what they don't like about us, whatever it is, doesn't matter. We want to support you anyway, as long as we can. As long as we can handle it would be the honest day, folks. But anyway, come on out and see us. And Laura's a wonderful gal who's doing a wonderful job on bringing things together, bringing things together in not only in a collaborative way, but bringing the charitable sources, whether they be actual functional charities like we are, or whether they be not-for-profits, or whether they be profitable. It doesn't matter. It is the people who are out there trying to make a difference and make life better for other people. So Hummingbird Hub, drop by and say hello. Say hello to us, or pretend you never heard of us, whatever you want. Doesn't matter. Just come on over. So, Ken, back to Ken, God's man. One of the things it says in here, Ken, and we spoke a little on the break, is, the greatest love is to lay down one's life for a friend. And we were just talking about a show, an American show that's been around a while, but I've never watched it until recently. It's called Medal of Honor. It tells the stories of different heroes in the different forces and how they came to receive this medal. And the stories are fascinating, and the bravery and the things these people do, the decisions they make in the only time they could possibly make it, and most of them die actually doing it, but the odd one lives. But the point is, they go out and in a way the dead fellas won the war, kind of thing. And it's just unbelievable to watch. And but we've got to help other people, we've got to lift other people up. And I'm just thinking right now out loud that a personal friend, a couple of people who come around here often, Peter and Pauline Barnard, and they're great friends of mine. I've often said they're my favorite couple in the world, and they really are. It's amazing just to be around them. But they have a dog that's been diagnosed now with not much time left, and they're just brokenhearted. So, and I know what that's like. I've always had an animal around, or two or three or ten, as it goes these days. But there's nothing like the kind of love, the unconditional love. I think if you're not a dog person and you don't think you know what unconditional love is, then you need to get a dog and love them, because he or she'll show you. And I don't know any person that really can. I mean, we all do it part time, but I mean, the deal is to to give everybody that same. Your brother is not just the male; it's the females too, and it's everybody everywhere. So when good Lord says love your neighbor, that means you love them all. He made them that way; that's the way they are, and yours is only to love them, not judge them or fix them, but just love them and let the rest be happening as it does. So we've got to know about this greatest love, and we've got to say, I guess, that we would want to have the guts and the courage at some point to save another life or many lives by laying down our own, or making the decision that it could be us laying down our lives. And I don't know. That is so powerful to me. I don't know where to go with it, really, and I don't know what I would do. I have no idea. I've heard many people say, oh, I would do this and do that, and I would tell you the same thing, either run or whatever, because it's the same guy who's going to tell you, well, you do this, this will happen. Maybe. And two, I've got to not get my back up when they tell me that either, because, I as smart as I may have thought I have been it from time to time, I didn't put this whole thing together, and I don't run it, and I'm not the one who knows the beginning from the end and all the pieces that put it together and understands it all. That's not me. So, I try as much as I can to be easy in that respect, knowing that I don't get to do much planning and I really am not in control of much at all. And that sense of powerlessness has empowered me over the years, or put me in a position where things like I just told you about that go on in the jails, and allowed me to be witness to some of these things where there's no money, there's no gifting, there's nothing beyond who we are and who they are and the way that comes together. Nothing like that and I've found anywhere. And folks, you've heard it so many times and it might sound corny, but I'm the happiest in jail, you know? And it's not only because I get to leave and most of them don't. And people would think, well, that's what it is. Well, no, I mean, I like to leave. I don't really want to stay there, but those people loved me more than I ever thought of loving myself. And I mean, I didn't ask them to, and they just did. And they taught me that, man, you know, I didn't even know. I had to see this a lot. And I didn't even know that that was happening, but yeah, they loved me before I loved them. And man, that just taught me something in line with, the original God of our beliefs, who saved us all by doing that, laying down his life, not for one friend, but for all of us. And really, that's what it's all about. I don't know, you any comments on that, Ken? I'm running out of time and talking too much.
No, not at all, Merritt. I was just thinking before you started talking along that line. Mm-hmm. I talked quite a bit about my background. I grew up, you know, mm-hmm. my desire for, scripture and these kind of things and theology and all this. I've been blessed by a lot of Christian people, but I was thinking that I've had a lot of blessings from people that don't even believe anything that I believe. Yeah. In fact, most of the big stuff was, it seemed to be everything from jobs to finances, yeah. Yeah. To you name it. Yeah. Just somebody being a friend. Where people that didn't really, so-called, as far as I know, yeah. Wouldn't speak about the Lord or about God as, like you say, we understand God, yeah. As we understand the higher power.
Yeah.
And yet came into my life at various times and really helped me out, mm-hmm. with everything from housing to finances, like I say, to you name it, mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just wanted to mention that you, yep. were saying, yeah, like the important people in the jail, how you feel, yep. that they accept you and stuff like that. It's an amazing thing that, mm-hmm. sometimes you get more acceptance and more reality, yep. in a certain sense than from, yeah. people like that than, yep. you do from
so-called, yeah.
so-called people that
know.
Apparently, yeah. know everything.
Yeah. Well, I know, no, I
so
agree.
I,
with you totally.
I just, yeah. I agree with you like that. Yeah. That anyway, I just wanted to add that.
Yeah. But I think the thing that it comes down to is, it's a great point, because you know we say God is love, and almost every religion comes out with that one.
Yeah.
You know, God is love. Well, that's what we're sensing in those, like in those rooms, or even in some of our meetings, like
and I'm Wednesday. not yeah. saying that I don't find that with the Christian churches and,
oh, no,
and
no,
people.
No, I know.
All true love comes through, yeah. I believe, through Christ,
yeah.
and through God, yeah. as, like I say, as we understand.
As we understand, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's not that. It just there's so much more.
There's so much more love. Sometimes, oftentimes, like you said.
Yeah.
Oftentimes in those we would never think of as being,
oh, just out of the
related
blue, like
to, yeah, exactly, yeah. but a lot of people are capable of love, and we don't respect them for it where we should.
That's right.
I agree.
Absolutely.
With you, you know, and you know, it's only by love and sharing that those people would find a spirituality that works for them too.
Well, it's just a funny thing that you'll meet. I've met special people in my life, like, mm-hmm. I say, that never talked about anything like we're talking about, mm-hmm. and yet I said, "Wow, they seem more genuine than even myself,
yeah.
at times."
Yeah.
You know, not that I'm comparing myself to anything, but I try to be real to people and.
Yeah.
You'll find these people, and you say, they must have a faith of some kind.
Yeah.
And yet they don't.
Yeah.
They don't go to any particular mosque, church, nothing,
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And yet they seem so genuine,
yeah.
in how they treat you and how,
yeah.
they how we all should be to one another.
That's important. All. Yeah.
So, but
it's so important that we, who think we may, you know, have a way or know a way, that we share with everybody, and not necessarily by telling people our way.
No.
But just being around them and loving them, and I mean, that's what gets through. It's like you say, you know, it's the people who I felt loved by who impacted me, not somebody with a lot of education or PhDs. I mean, I love
nothing
some
wrong
of them,
with
too.
That
no, absolutely not. But it's not the thing, you know, like it's not wisdom. It's book knowledge.
It can
get
in the way, for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, purity sounds, you know, that saying, who you are or what you are speaks so loudly. Yeah. That I can't hear a word you're saying, you know, and that talks to me. It always does, and you know. Anyway, any closing thoughts, Ken? We're gonna have to get off the air, and you know, I'd love to have you back, and I wish I hadn't spoken so much. I might have got more out of you, but that's kind of common here.
Oh no, it's all right on. It's exactly the way it should be, I believe. Yeah. No, nothing that I can add too much. Mm-hmm. Just that try to.
What does a person do who gets in trouble? Yeah.
Just try to love one another, and that's my understanding. And forgiveness is good. Overlooking things, as one of the scriptures says, you know, don't see anything in somebody.
Be silent. We're talking about
look for the good in the person.
Yeah,
and encourage them that way. And because most people know exactly where the weak spots are.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a time for everything,
for
sure.
Yeah, and that we'll close with this, but the thing we were talking about on the way up too was sometimes the best we can be for a person that we love and want to help is we can do it by being silent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's, like you say, not necessarily not seeing or overlooking, but making the decision that it's better not to be a know-it-all and give some advice that was never asked of us. So anyway, folks, I think we're gonna do a spin out here. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Ken, for being a great guest. Gonna have you back and look forward to seeing you in the jails.
All right.
On the right side.
Sure.
Know, and it should be fun. So thank you both, and we'll see y'all soon. Thanks everyone for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.